Colossians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Yeshua the Messiah, by the will of Yahweh, and Timothy our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in the Messiah which are at Colossae, grace be to you and peace from Yahweh our Father. We give thanks to Yahweh and the Father of our Master Yeshua the Messiah, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in the Messiah Yeshua and of the love which you have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, where have you heard before in the word of the truth of the good news, which has come to you as it is in all the world, and brings forth fruit as it does also in you since the day you heard of it and knew the grace of Yahweh in truth. As you also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of the Messiah, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause we also, since the day we heard, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Master to all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of Elohim, strengthened with all might, according to his majestic power, to all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks to the Father, which has made us able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible Elohim, the firstborn of all creation. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the assembly, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his stake, by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you, that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now has he reconciled, in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight, if you continue in the faith grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the good news which you have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of the Messiah in my flesh, for his body's sake, which is the assembly. Whereof I am made a minister, according to the dispensation of Yahweh, which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of Yahweh. Even the mystery which has been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made known to his saints, to whom Yahweh would make known what is the riches of the honor of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is the Messiah in you, the hope of majesty, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in the Messiah Yeshua, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily. End of chapter. Colossians chapter 2. For I would that you knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea, and as for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love and to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgment of the mystery of Yahweh, even the Messiah, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the Spirit, joying and beholding your order, and the steadfastness of your faith in the Messiah. As you have therefore received the Messiah, Yeshua the Master, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as you've been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men and after the rudiments of the world, and not after the Messiah. For in him dwells all the fullness of the supreme being bodily, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of the Messiah, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of Yahweh, who has raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, has he brought to life together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his stake. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let no man therefore judge you in food or drink or in respect of a holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body of the Messiah. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshipping of messengers, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding the head, from which all the body by joints and bands have nourishment ministered and knit together, increases with the increase of Yahweh. Wherefore, if you be dead with the Messiah from the rudiments of the world, why? As though living in the world, are you subject to ordinances such as touch not and taste not and handle not, which all are to perish with the using, after the commandments and doctrines of men, which things have indeed a show of wisdom and will worship and humility and neglecting of the body, not in any honor to the satisfying of the flesh. End of chapter. Colossians chapter 3. If you then be risen with the Messiah, seek those things which are above, where the Messiah sits on the right hand of Yahweh. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, for you are dead, and your life is hid with the Messiah in Yahweh. When the Messiah, who is our life, shall appear, then you shall also appear with him in splendor. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth: fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things' sake the wrath of Yahweh comes upon the children of disobedience, in the which you also walked for some time when you lived in them. But now you also put off all these: anger and wrath and malice and blasphemy and filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek or Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond, free, but the Messiah is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of Yahweh, holy and beloved, tender mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as the Master forgave you, so also do you. And above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of the Messiah rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of the Messiah dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to Yahweh. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Master Yeshua, giving thanks to Yahweh and the Father through him. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as it is fit in Yahweh. Husbands, love your wives and do not be bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to Yahweh. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, lest they get discouraged. Servants, Obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing the sovereign. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the master and not to men, knowing that of the master you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the sovereign Messiah. But he that does wrong shall receive for the wrong which he has done, and there is no respect of persons. End of chapter. Colossians chapter 4. Masters, give to your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. Continue in prayer, and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Also pray for us, that Yahweh would open to us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of the Messiah, for which I also am in bonds, that I may make it known as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward them that are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. All my state shall Tychicus declare to you, who is a beloved brother and a faithful minister and a fellow servant in Yahweh, whom I've sent to you for the same purpose, that he might know your estate and comfort your hearts. With Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you, they shall make known to you all things which are done here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, salutes you, and Marcus, sister's son to Barnabas, touching whom you received commandments, if he come to you, receive him. And Yahshua, which is called Justice, who are of the circumcision, these only are my fellow workers unto the kingdom of Elohim, which have been a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of the Messiah, salutes you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of Yahweh. For I bear him record that he has a great zeal for you, and them that are in Laodicea, and them in Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. Salute the brethren which are in Laodicea, and Nymphas, and the assembly which is in his house. And when this epistle is read amongst you, cause that it be read also in the assembly of the Laodiceans, and that you likewise read the letter from Laodicea. And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in Yahweh, that you fulfill it. The salutation by the hand of me, Paul, remember my bonds. Grace be with you. Amen. End of chapter.